inspection of the City of Buffalo snow fighting fleet. I hope everyone enjoyed the relatively mild weather that we've had in Buffalo for the last couple of weeks. The weather has been absolutely glorious, but we all know that that can change at any time, and the lake effect snow machine can kick up at any time. Other cities in the Northeast, as you know, have already had to deal with snow and have already had to remove snow. Buffalo has been very, very lucky so far. We haven't had to deal with that. One of the things that we're very proud of is other municipalities across the country are referring to Buffalo as hard work, high tech, as they try to model the efforts of Buffalo snow fighting fleet. We have some of the finest, hardest working, most experienced snow fighters in the entire country. And I'm very pleased to be standing here with our Commissioner of Public Works, Steve Stepniak, our Director of Street Cleaning and Snow Removal, Henry Jackson, and our Director of Garbage and Refuse Recycling, Mr. Paul Sullivan. I might have gotten Mr. Sullivan's title a little wrong, but we're just going to go with it. Let me say, as we look out at this equipment, we are ready to go. We feel very confident that our 69 pieces of snow fighting equipment are in top shape. This year we have added two new pieces, two wing plows, at a cost of about $300,000. We have refurbished nine other vehicles at a cost of about $500,000 this year. Something that I called for 2 years ago, our GPS systems on every vehicle. I am very proud to report that all of our vehicles now have GPS systems installed, and they can be viewed from our command center in City Hall on the fifth floor and here at the Broadway garage. Our managers can tell at any time where every vehicle is, streets that vehicles have been able to hit, and streets that still need to be hit through this GPS system. And I want to just thank Commissioner Stepniak and his management team for their work in getting that system up and operational. I also want to recognize all of the men and women that work in our Public Works Department and work so hard in making sure that we are able to clear the streets in the winter. In the winter, when storms hit, as mayor, that is one of my top priorities, to make sure that streets are open, passable, and ready to go. It's important to community safety, and it's important to making sure that a large municipality like the City of Buffalo is open and operational. As I indicated, we have added some new equipment, some new technology. We have computerized salt spreaders on 50 of our pieces of equipment, which help to spread the salt more evenly and more efficiently. So as mayor of Buffalo, as I turn things over to Commissioner Stepniak, I am very pleased to report that our equipment is ready, our equipment is prepared, our workers are prepared, and for whatever the winter might bring, we are prepared in the City of Buffalo. Now, with that being said, it's my pleasure to turn things over to our Commissioner of Public Works, Steve Stepniak.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You know, this is a day as Public Works Commissioner I actually look forward to. I realize the importance of snow fighting, as does all the men and women in the Streets Department. We realize this is a task that has to be done. There's no choice about it. This needs to be done. The slogan, hard work, high tech, is very important to the men and women of the Streets Department, because it is about hard work. The technology that we have helps us do our job. It helps us monitor our job, helps us be more proficient at our job. But it comes down to hard work and a lot of time on the roadway. Mr. Tommy Ludico, I'd like to thank Mr. Tom Ludico, our fleet coordinator. Mr. Ludico has allowed us to, you know, not only increase the size of our fleet, but keep the things that we have in tip-top shape. It, you know, if you have 100 pieces of equipment that aren't running properly, that doesn't do any good. We have sound equipment, and thank you to Tom for that. Mr. Larry Pinaro, who is our superintendent, Larry, he actually tells me that Snow's afraid of Larry. Larry always tells me that he enjoys his job. He enjoys doing a job well, and that's good to see for any employee that you have for the city of Buffalo. We also did some other things. We're trying to be some improvise some vehicles that we have in our fleet. As you see back there, you can see a sanitation truck that can be equipped with a plow. That's just another tool that the city could use and draw off its resources. There's 44 pieces of equipment there that could be used if needed. We're prepared for storms. We have regular meetings. We use GPS to monitor crews and to help train crews. And that's important that the operators know exactly what's expected of them on the street.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yep.
I want to thank the Commissioner for that. Before we wrap up and open up to your questions, behind you there are 2,000 tons of salt. That is our first installment of salt. We have 7,000 tons of salt at another location. Where is that location? On Furman Boulevard. During my tenure as mayor, we have added another 27 pieces of snow fighting equipment to the fleet. So we are very proud of our readiness today, and we will open up to any questions that you all might have.
How much salt do you usually use?
I know the answer to that, but I'm going to let Mr. Jackson or the commissioner respond.
We average about 40,000 ton a year. It depends on the winter conditions. It's those little snowfalls that go through a lot of snow or a lot of salt. You have a lot of regular salting operations, whether you get 2-3 inches. If you get that constantly, you go through a lot of salt. But we regulate the salt very proficiently through our monitoring system. We can tell exactly how much each driver's throwing. So we throw just the right amount that we need to put on the roadway. But 40,000 ton a year on average.
So is that a decline of the technology? Has that brought down the average salt that you use?
Actually, it's really not a decline. It's throwing the proper amount. Before, I don't know if everything was being salted as the way it should have been, but it's we know exactly what's being thrown. It's a little bit less, but the fact that we got the fleet up and running, when you have more vehicles on the street, you tend to throw a little bit more salt. That's why we paid more attention to it.
So you're not using less salt with this newer technology?
We're not using less salt, we're using the right salt, and the fact that we have more vehicles on the roadway than we've had in the past, that increases the salt usage.
You got about 25% of what
you'll use then on hand? Yes, we always want to make sure we have plenty of stock and ready to go. As you know, we can get hit with an early event, and we want to be prepared. And Mr. Jackson is always prepared. He thinks about winter, midsummer. He's talking about winter in preparation, which is a good thing.
You have 64 drivers, 69 pieces of equipment. How does that compare to at least the last year's levels?
It's very comparable to last year's levels, but again, we're not looking at volumes of equipment. We're looking at equipment that's operational and that's truly ready to go at any time, and that's the key element. It's very comparable.
Commissioner, is this the first year that you'll have the GPS system, or how long have you had it?
No, we've actually had the GPS system for 3 years. We constantly monitor the GPS and upgrade the GPS to make it more understandable and more of not only as a monitoring tool but as an education tool.
How efficiently has this helped in the snow distribution, the salt distribution?
I think it's been tremendous. It's a way for us to really know what's going on in the roadway. We can tell how much salt we're throwing. We're throwing the proper amount on the roadway. Remember, it's speed calibrated, meaning that if you're going 30 miles an hour, which we hope they're not going 30, they're going 20 miles an hour when they're plowing, it's throwing, say, 400 pounds per lane mile. If you're going 5 miles an hour, it's still throwing the 400 pounds per lane mile because it's speed control, speed sensors, which is very important.
What's the total budget for snow mowing?
It roughs about, if you talk into personnel, and that's about $6 million. Remember, that's with multiple elements in there. When we're not fighting snow, we're doing other things in the wintertime, so it's kind of a combination budget.
So can you just describe how the GPS actually helps you plow the streets or keep on top of that? I mean, what does it do, tick off the streets that you've hit or not hit? Or?
Absolutely. What it does is it registers what's been taken care of already, what we've gone down, the streets that we've gone down. Now, shifts coming in, when you have a transfer shifts, you know exactly what's been accomplished. And that's very important for all the managers here to know what's been addressed and what hasn't been addressed and to keep things flowing smoothly.
The mayor mentioned earlier about other cities modeling after Buffalo. Can you give some examples of which cities have done that?
Well, we've actually been contacted by a couple cities in Canada. One of them, they slipped my mind at this point, but they what they like about is the technology technology doesn't take the place of the workforce, and that's what we're trying to stress. Some cities have gone real far into technology, but you can't forget you got to actually get out there and do the job. And that's what we try to stress. That's why hard work, high tech is so important, because it's still about the men and women in the streets department getting out there and performing those tasks.
Another part of the equation, though, I would imagine, is the public, right? The driving public.
The driving public, it's a good time of year for the driving public to start thinking about snow, that they need to understand that they need to back off from that plow a little bit, give yourself that extra time, pay attention to the weather. That helps as well. I mean, we all want to make sure that everybody gets to work safely, gets to where they're going safely, and them paying attention to the weather is important as well. Absolutely. Parking's, you follow the restrictions on your street. That is important to get out there and move that car, because when we're doing those residentials, that's why we went to the 6-to-6s. That allows people a little bit more time to get out there and move that car, and it helps Henry's crews get out there and get those streets done.
All right. Let me just conclude by saying also the alternate side of the street parking regulations have gone into effect. They go into effect on November 15th. Now there is no parking on bus routes to make sure that if we do have a snow event, we are able to effectively plow. So we are very pleased to report to citizens and businesses that the city is ready for the snow if it comes. Our fleet is ready. Our workers are ready, and now what we would like to do is take you upstairs to show you our GPS command center here at the Broadway Garage. Thank you all very much.
Take your time.
Hey, you want to look through the plows?
You want to look through the plows?